Well, let's move on from drones then, and we'll talk about just a wee bit more. We'll go back into the, dip into laser scanning again. I know you mentioned it earlier, but you know, and I think you've kind of explained what it allows us to do. So maybe just take us from the basics then to the more advanced options available then, and maybe just again give us an idea of the price range. Are they cheap enough to buy? Or do you need that? Because like I know some of the kind of more advanced Leica type, and Topcon and whatever. Feral type stuff would be quite expensive to buy. So is there like affordable solutions that would be for a subcontractor or a fit out contractor or a building service contractor that can just walk about, you're talking about literally going around in minutes. What kind of thing, what kind of technology and what's the kind of price range for that?
So to talk about the basics, laser scanners are literally a laser beam projector that a laser beam being projected from the instrument, and with several methods, it's being spread all around the room. Is that a mirror that will deflect the beam and send it all over? Is the actual beam getting sent all over the room? But this is the principle that you walk around, and there's a laser beam going everywhere that captures information that is then transferred to your computer or phone. These technologies are coming a few different shapes, I would say, which is the key thing is number one is the terrestrial ones, where you literally just put them on a tripod, press a button, and they'll do a rotation to capture everything that surrounds them. The second are the ones that you can walk around holding them, and you can literally hold it in your hand and walk around all the rooms of a building, and it will capture in real time every bit of information there. And then you have complete mobile solutions, which are either mounted on vehicles or drones. Sorry to go back there again, but you can still mount them on drones, and they can just go all over places much, much quicker than anything else. Regarding the cost, a laser scanner can be expensive, so it's definitely going to be more than 10, 15,000 pounds, and can go up to 50, 60, or even more. So it can be quite expensive, but thankfully, due to the type of market that runs in the UK, the hire market allows anyone to get a piece of equipment like that in less than, on average, under £1,000 a week, which will, if you compare the benefit of having that kind of equipment at that kind of cost for a week, it's the cost alone for the amount of work that can be completed in that week is, yeah, every single person, every single company that I've mentioned it and they tried it, they found the benefits literally from the first hire, the first time they used it, because literally you can capture tons and tons and tons of information in minutes. So although the initial purchase may be substantial, the fact that you can hire the kit makes it a lot more approachable. And as with everything, the prices are dropping. So a laser scanner, which could measure to 60 or 70 meters 5 years ago, and it would have, let's go 10 years ago, sorry, 10 years ago, and it had a price range of over 50, 60,000 pounds. Today, for 25, you get 100 meters, 200 meters,
Wow, yeah.
and you get about six or seven times more information at a tenth of the time. So a scan back 10 years ago would take 7 minutes, it'll take 60 seconds today.
Right. Okay. So as even the handheld scanner that I'm thinking of more, maybe more like if I was someone going to measure a project or something, and I was going to go around and had to measure a big, a big warehouse or work some kind of infrastructure like that, and I was just going around just measuring all that just to capture you know, the measurements that we need to do. Is that still like the £15,000 range, or is there anything cheaper than that, or is that really?
If you're going into laser scanning to buy the kit under 15,000, it will be really hard to find a new piece of equipment. As with drones, though, because technology moves in leaps, if you buy, there is currently 3-4 year old pieces of equipment which are kept in good calibrated condition for years, and they're literally a fraction of the price. So you can find amazing secondhand equipment in, yeah, about in the £10,000 range, or sometimes, if you're lucky, even less. But generally, if you are to purchase a laser scanner, you will need to be a little over £20,000, including the kit and everything, the software that runs it. So again, it's not going to be a cheap introduction, but this is why most companies that I know of and I've worked with in the past would go down the higher route, because also the fact that you can get all the information that you need in one visit,
yeah,
it means that that piece of equipment, you have 10 projects. You can literally capture all these 10 projects, 10 houses, 10 locations in a day, mm-hmm. two, three.
And
so after yeah. that, it's a matter of processing the data, and you won't be needing the kit.
Right. So, okay. So, and what we're thinking here, how is it difficult to operate this? You know, do you need much training, like to do a laser scan and to do a handheld laser scan? Is it difficult to train someone to do it? I mean, can you just be someone who goes around pricing the jobs and actually have a laser scanner and just walk around? Is it as simple as that, or is it, you know, is there a bit more to it than that?
Looking into breaking down the training courses that we've been doing and seeing the results in people, in most cases, the full 1 or 2 day course covers everything. We're practically mm-hmm. a person that never heard of a laser scanner before, never even knew the technology, within the first day is fully aware of what's happening, and on a second day they can just start using it. And to use the laser scanner, it's something that can easily be trained in even a couple hours. To get the most out of a laser scanner is something that can take time. But again, usually we focus on, because each industry, each person will be using it for something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's ideal for the first course. The first introduction to the kit is to show them what it is, what it does, how to use it, and how they can get what they want from it. If further down the line they want to use it for something else, then it's something that we can have a discussion or offer some consultation on. Yes, you can now press that button, or you can use that kind of software.
Right. Okay. Good. So, are there any useful digital tools then that we've kind of missed out? You know, even just for setting out interiors. You know, when I was a young engineer, it was always like rotating lasers. You used to go around and used to just measure like datums and walls and things like that for like things. You know, so as it. They've been around for some time, but has that technology advanced? Is there like any other kind of setting out equipment that's
the best benefit that hasn't exactly been used extensively yet, but I do feel that it's not far. It's augmented reality. So as you said, with a rotating laser, you would walk around, you would look for the beam, you could mark the windows, the heights that you want, and that's it. The benefit with augmented reality is that by having it now on a head-up display or a set of goggles or just plain glasses, you can walk around the site, and once that kind of information has been captured, you can see it in front of you. So if that information has been loaded into the models, or you know, you use that information that you very quickly captured to prepare some changes, you can have a quick size of the room, and going back to very basic interior design, you want to place a sofa in an empty room. You can see that sofa now. You're not going to have to think of it there, or just look at the brochure, look at the wall and think what it'll be. No, you can literally have that piece of furniture in front of you. You cannot touch it, but it's there.
Yes, yes, brilliant. So just watch this space with augmented reality then, isn't it? Yeah, okay. Well, we'll get you back on when we've a bit more moved forward, maybe in a couple of years' time. And yeah, but what about, I was just talking about, we've talked about the main kind of hardware now. So how do we go about processing the data? You know, what file formats are used, and what would be the main types of software packages it can be used with?
Again, what I do like is that all the laser scanning software manufacturers have come up with a few, eventually, file formats which are generally approved and used by literally all the manufacturers. So it's quite nice to have certain file formats like the E57, which is generally recognized by most software. But even if that's not the case, there is literally free converters, that can take any file format and convert to any file format. Regarding the software, again, it's down to what you want to use it for. You can have from free online web-based software solutions that will allow me to scan something and send to you a link where you can see the property and walk around in it, literally no cost at all, not much of skills required or anything. It's pretty much a straightforward concept of prepare the data. You can just put them there. Then you can take it further with using surveying software to extract information now. So you have, instead of surveying for hours and hours and then having to join the dots, now you have all the information in front of you and you just extract the 5 or 10 points that matter. Again, there is software solutions by all sorts of different manufacturers and third-party companies which will offer these tools for different price ranges, from, again, very, very low monthly rates for someone that doesn't plan on using it ever again, to £6,000 or £7,000 full suite solutions that will pretty much capture, extract everything. And then it's just a matter of literally understanding what deliverable you want out from the data. As we said in the beginning of the podcast, the information captured can be used by, literally you can show it to a group of 20 different people, different industries, each and every one will find a use for it. So for each and every person, there will be a software solution that will cover their exact needs.
Brian, so just this kind of relates to the wee bit you mentioned earlier, but I was going to talk about, equipment going out of date, or, is there a risk of information going out of date? Or if I invest, say I wanted to, go for like maybe the second-hand option, say a cheaper laser, a cheaper, but, in a good condition second-hand, nothing wrong with it, laser scanner, but will that become obsolete very quickly, or, will it still be used in a few years' time? What do you think?
I personally know a person that I trained in 2010 on using a terrestrial laser scanner, which he keeps in top condition. And although he's slower than others, although it may take him a little longer to process it, the amount of information that you get out of it is exactly the same that you would get eventually from a 2-month-old laser scanner. So at the moment, it doesn't show. Yes, there is certain bits of kit that were discontinued and not supported by their own manufacturer, and these you can literally not find them because practically everyone in these forums will tell you stay away from it. But there's very rare cases of them. So, and generally looking at the benefits of laser scanning, I don't see the technology becoming obsolete anytime soon.
Well, that's encouraging to hear that, man. So last question then, Phil. I know you've been working hard with our sister company Setting Out for Construction and a lot of the other industry stakeholders to develop the CITV standards for laser scanning and drones. So can you tell us a little bit about these courses and who are they for and who are they aimed at?
Of course. To begin with, for the drones, we wanted to make it in such a way that we have it in two stages. So there is an introductory course which allows literally people to understand what a drone can be used for. And it's amazing to see the surprise on people's eyes when you tell them the different applications of them, because everyone would think of it as a hobby kit, or they would just say it's just something that a kid would get to annoy people. But when you actually realize and you tell them what sort of benefits you get out of them, it's amazing. So the introductory course is exactly that, a full-on day course on all the little bits and bobs that you can get and use in order to get the most out of a drone these days. Most of the drones that are being used in survey, construction, inspection industries are the same hobbyist drones that you would, anyone can buy from any store, but it's how you use them, what software you use with them, how do you plan your flights, that makes the whole difference. The second step is an intermediate course where actually takes each part, each thing explained on the introduction and puts it into practice, from actually flying the drone, using it to on specific sectors, on and what specific software. So practically on the intermediate course, at the end of the course, the delegates will know exactly how to go on a site, on a location, and use the kit to their full benefit. We're not teaching the people on how to fly the drones, because they're CAA approved companies that will do that, but we teach them on how to get the most out of the software that runs on the back of these drones. As for laser scanning, we developed a course which is a little more complete, where the first stage is again an introduction, but it's mostly on best practices, how to set up a laser scanner, how to use the laser scanner, how to plan the full survey, what are the requirements, and practically, it again, at the end of the day, the delegates will know and will be competent to go on any location and use it for what they want to use it for.
Right, but you don't need to be a Setting Out engineer to go on this course.
No, of course not. Of course not. I've literally trained from junior apprentices on companies that architects or surveying companies, as you say, or utilities companies that never even touched even a rotating laser, as you mentioned earlier, or even an automatic level. And because you can literally get your, it's a completely different approach. This is why I found it amazing when doing lectures on universities where students who have never ever touched any of that kind of technology before, they see what it can do in a classroom and they realize that, yeah, I can use it. I can get the most out of it. And again, we're talking about people that never even set up a tripod before.
And you know, I think that I think this is a great untapped area for inspiring the young people, and our generation, but the younger people come into industry, and give them these skills as a given, really, even just incorporate it into any practical course, so that they've got a flavour of how a laser scan works and things like that. But hopefully, that's something that we can keep working on. But I think that's them two courses will be very useful for the industry, at least to get us started anyway.
Like I think so. I think so as well.
Just now, so
yeah.
Phil, Thank you very much for your time. It's really been a brilliant, very informative. I could listen to you all day talking about laser scanning and drone because it's such a fascinating subject, but that's been a really good overview. And we'll catch you again anyway. And I look forward to seeing you again soon. Thanks a lot, Phil.
Cheers. Bye-bye.